You're listening to SBS News.
It's back to work for many Victorians this week as employers embrace 25% of staff back on site. Businesses with less than 40 employees can have 10 on site provided they follow density limits. In a further sign, life is starting to return to normal. The Victorian government is also preparing for the return of passengers from overseas next week with a newly created agency called COVID-19 Quarantine Victoria. Premier Daniel Andrews explains how the strengthened hotel quarantine program will work for international arrivals following an inquiry into the bungled scheme this year.
There will be no private security whatsoever. That makes it a very different model to, for instance, what's being run in Sydney. But we believe it is the best system for us to put in place. There will be no secondary employment. There will be testing of staff every single day. Their family members will be offered a test every week.
He says the government has learned lessons since most of Victoria's second wave of coronavirus infections has been linked to several hotels. Mr. Andrews is reminding the community that the risk of COVID-19 cannot be entirely stamped out. Corrections Commissioner Emma Kassar has been appointed as the interim commissioner of the agency overseeing the quarantine program.
I think the most important thing to note is we are absolutely ready to take return travellers on Monday. Our team have done an incredible job at the reset and they are ready to take return travellers Monday.
Police Minister Lisa Neville argues Victoria's program will be the strongest in the country, backed up by police and Australian Defence personnel.
Contact tracing will also be embedded in our team. So right from the start, if there are any issues at all, they will be embedded. There will be no delays between a positive case and contact tracing. Each of our staff will be working in work bubbles, so they will have limited contact with limited numbers of staff. So if one of those staff members get any symptoms at all, we're not having to risk other staff getting it.
One person who had recovered from COVID-19 in September has become the latest death in Victoria. The woman, aged in her 70s, was diagnosed in July and suffered lung damage due to coronavirus. New South Wales has recorded no new locally acquired coronavirus cases, but 9 overseas travellers have tested positive overnight. The State Health Department is warning test numbers are falling, and Director of Health Protection, Dr. Jeremy McAnulty, is urging everyone to monitor for symptoms.
While New South Wales has had 23 days without a locally acquired case of COVID-19, there still may be transmission among people who have unrecognised infection with mild or no symptoms. There are more than 300 COVID-19 testing locations across New South Wales. To find your nearest clinic, visit our website or contact your GP.
New South Wales lifted restrictions for Victorian travellers on Monday, and from December the 1st, Queensland will reopen its state again to those in the south of the country, with the Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk praising workers who patrolled the borders.
And of course, it's wonderful now to see that that Queensland is safe, and that we're able to lift those restrictions between Queensland and New South Wales and Queensland and Victoria.
Western Australia is the only remaining state with its border closed to Victoria as South Australia also eases its rules. In South Australia, it's been revealed a man who was a casual contact and visited several shops wasn't under a coronavirus quarantine directive. Deputy Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Emily Kirkpatrick says he initially tested negative, but his second test was later positive. However, he'd already been out because he thought he was clear.
Look, what we do know with this particular individual was he was given information via a text message, I understand, advising him to get tested and to go into isolation. Now, further advice was then not given to this individual after he received his negative test result. And my understanding is that he's then assumed that he is then free to move about the community.
Dr. Emily Kirkpatrick says staff are working closely with the Flinders University Sturt campus, where the case was linked to an English language school.
Look, we are working very closely, particularly with our cold communities, in making sure that we are getting the message out there. And we've been so grateful for all the media attention that we've been able to receive as well.
She says it's the third case associated with that school, but there is no information related to the latest infection to suggest a misunderstanding because of language barriers. South Australia recorded no new COVID-19 cases on Monday, but the Queensland government is still waiting before it makes a decision on when to open its border to people from Greater Adelaide. From Tuesday, private gatherings at Queensland parks will now be able to include 100 people. At a national level, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told Sky News that Australia has responded well to the health crisis, but it's had devastating economic effects.
The fact that we have been successful in containing new outbreaks, the fact that in Victoria that second wave, which was so damaging, has now come under control, augurs well for the economy going forward.
He says Australia still has a long road ahead to recovery. And for vulnerable Australians living with a disability, a Royal Commission report has found a serious failure and minimal effort to consult with that community during the early phase of the pandemic. The Royal Commission Chair, Ronald Sackville, says communication failures between decision makers and people with a disability left them feeling forgotten and ignored. There are also some signs of improvement in the north, where international students have arrived in Darwin to attend classes at Charles Darwin University. The flight of more than 60 students from China, Japan, Hong Kong, Vietnam, and Indonesia is part of a pilot program to stimulate the Northern Territory's economy. Trade and Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham insists the government is still prioritising Australians returning home over international student arrivals.
I can acknowledge and I want to see international students come back, but it's not going to be at the expense of returning Australians. That's the policy approach that we have taken, and it's why, sadly, some of the pilots of far greater numbers that we'd sought to get off the ground with other states and territories haven't been able to happen yet.
And the Northern Territory has removed Greater Melbourne from its coronavirus hotspot declaration list, meaning visitors from the south can travel to the top end without the need to quarantine. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.